Second interview of the day on the line right now. His name is Scott Lewington, and he is one of the band members of the band The Same Boat, that is a progressive kind of activist left-wing band that is releasing their first album quite soon, or is it already released? And they also will be doing a gig this Saturday night, which will be supporting Refugee Action Collective. Good morning, Scott. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, good morning, sorry, I forgot to press the button,
so I didn't get to hear.
How are you going?
I'm good. So I guess what can you tell us about, start by introducing, or, tell us about your new album. Is it released already?
Well, it's sort of been out, but it hasn't been launched. So Saturday night we're going to launch it.
Yeah.
It's Bar 303. Doors open at 8:30. So Bar 303 in Northgate. Street Northgate. Yeah, we thought, okay, well, we put this music out. It's been out for a little bit, but we haven't launched it, so we decided now's the time to do it.
Yep. And so what can you tell, what can you say about, the political content of this album and so on?
Well, yeah, when we started the band off, we wanted to be part of, obviously a movement to change things, and we've been activists for quite a while, and so we thought, okay, well, this is what we do. We play music. Let's write music for and on behalf of people who struggle for social, environmental, racial, and economic justice. And since we've done that, we've been getting together with other groups to raise money, raise awareness, raise the morale, and that sort of thing, and put a cultural sort of side to the activism, and we think that's important.
Yeah, I watched a documentary recently called Punks for West Papua, and one of the things about the kind of common themes was how the punk music scene has been been a way of culturally of that kind of cultural activism, to bring light, to the West Papuan liberation struggle. And do you kind of see your band as kind of like, following into that same kind of brand of kind of like, solidarity of building support?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we when I first was active in the 80s, that was just a normal thing. You'd have bands playing for progressive and left and progressive, campaigns and that sort of stuff, and it sort of got away a bit from that, and then I think it's now starting to come back, especially with the stuff that's happening overseas in the US and in Europe and that sort of stuff. I think it's going to start having a bit of a renaissance, because it needs to be a response to what's Trump and Theresa May in Britain and the Australian government's treatment of refugees and workers and the environment and all that sort of stuff. So, no, I think it's what we're doing is just part of a movement which is going to start getting bigger and bigger, because people are getting more and more angry.
Yeah, I guess next kind of question is, What do you think kind of like is, the political kind of importance of, of connecting, the art, like what you do yourself, to politics? What kind of you see is like the practical effects of that?
Well, I think it's always been there. Music, generally, from time immemorial has reflected society and what people believe and think and critique and that sort of stuff. So I don't think it's ever gone away. I think it's just... In the past 20 years, the left has taken such a beating, and now it's coming back. So it's going to be a natural thing that people feel strongly about something and want to express themselves, in some sort of cultural way, whether it be music or writing or painting or that sort of stuff. You can see after like revolutions, like Nicaraguan Revolution, like Cuban Revolution, or even the Russian Revolution, people were painting and writing and singing and doing all sorts of things. So that was a really important part and parcel of just being a human being and emotionally reacting to something. And art is a really strong way of doing that.
I guess I think we talked about this on the program last time you're here.
Yeah.
But one of the things with your, but I think it's probably worth actually, I think repeating, you know, because there'll probably be many listeners who haven't heard of the same boat before. But I wanted to ask you, you know, to talk to you, to ask you about, you know, what is it, what with this band, The Same Boat, what is, you have this idea for this kind of business model that, you know, is aims to sustain both the band itself and support the social and support political activism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we thought, okay, well, is a new economic model that is just completely unsustainable for musicians. And because it's getting, because of the internet and people can just download it, people's music off the internet, and you can't really sell that many CDs or anything like that anymore. And also the gentrification of the inner city that's gone on. And so there's a whole bunch of many bands who are competing for a much smaller market. And it's been dominated by, it's always been dominated, but it's been more and more dominated by the major labels, because they're losing market share as well. So they're getting in on the festivals and all that sort of stuff. So you've got to be part on, you know, on their label to be able to get a gig at one of these major festivals. And then you've got a lot of these older bands who have been around for ages who thought, well, we could live off our royalties, but royalties are gone now because of the internet. And so they've got to go out and start touring. So they're the ones getting the gig, you know, the bigger gigs and all that sort of stuff. So there's a whole bunch of impediments to musicians and music at the moment. So we thought, okay, we're a political band. We want to stand for something. Let's connect with the movements, and that way help each other out, because, you know, explicitly, not just, you know, you call upon us to do a benefit here and there, and our music is, we're trying to sort of get into the mainstream. We think it's better to connect with our constituency, which is political people who want to change things, and say, okay, well, why not help each other out? We will do these gigs for you guys. We will help raise money and awareness and, you know, morale, as I said before, use part of the use our music to be part of that. So, you know, for example, if you can't sell CDs, Use your music to help build an action or a campaign, and use that as part of the money split between the band and the movement. For example, if you sell CDs, if you're selling your music, half of it goes to the movement, half of it goes to the band. It becomes sustainable. That way, you know, you don't have to worry about going somewhere else and trying to get the gig somewhere else, because you'll be at the behest of the movement. So yeah, we're trying to work a sustainable model where, you know, we help the movement helps us, and hopefully other bands will come on board and do the same sort of thing. So the money stays within the movement. You know what I mean? Instead of going to a record label, the record label becomes the actual movement itself.
Yeah, I think it's very, just sort of make a comment and you can sort of respond to it. I think it's interesting because basically one of the nature, one of the interesting things I think about, you know, bands like yourself that, you know, do, you know, participate in, you know, political fundraisers, although you're taking it even one step further than what a lot of progressive bands already do, is that, you know, there's this sort of, there's a certain element to the fact that, that, you know, when bands, you know, perform for, say, you know, refugee rights, you know, fundraiser, or, you know, Punks for West Papua, that kind of, is you're drawing people, you know, you're drawing a layer of people who might not particularly be involved in activism, but are interested in coming to your shows because, you know, they want to hear your music. And I think that it's a way of broadening out, you know, to people that might actually support these particular political causes but they've never been actually exposed to that world before, and inspiring them to get involved. Because there's a really good film, I'm not sure if you've seen it, called Pride, which, you know, had I think is about, which is about, you know, a true story of, you know, LGBT activists, you know, supporting, you know, the miners' strike, and you know,
in consultation
with the mining community. At the end of the film, they, in collaboration, organised this big sort of fundraising gig in the city. It was basically a way of getting all these people and, you know, telling, you know, educating people, having an entertaining time, but also educating mm-hmm. people about what was happening to the miners during the time of Thatcher.
Yeah. I think it's some. I don't think you have one without the other. You know, I think if you don't have the cultural side to it, it all becomes a drudge. You know, meeting after meeting after meeting. You know what I mean? It's got to be fun as well. Mm. It's got to be fun. People got to be able to dance to stuff. You know, it's just to let off steam and connect with each other and do all that sort of stuff. But we're doing. This gig that we're doing is a fundraiser for Refugee Action Collective, and that's how we're going to do our gigs. Every gig we're going to do, we're going to give. It's going to be a fundraiser for some progressive, you know, social left activist, you know, campaign. So we think that's the way we want to go, and that's why they're the people we want to connect with.
Yeah, I guess now we're going a bit low on time now. The last question is, I guess, any final kind of comments, and also tell us the details. We'll be advertising again, but tell us the details of the gig that's happening Saturday night. And also maybe for listeners' information, how much is are you selling your new album for?
Oh, well, if you come to the gig, it's $10 to get in and you get an album.
Yep.
So they get three bands and an album for $10. So half the proceeds goes to Refugee Action Collective. So the more bodies we get there, the better, the more money we can raise.
Oh, sounds great.
All right.
And where is the gig?
Yeah, it's 303, bar 303, 303 High Street, Northcote.
Yep.
Starts at 8:30 tomorrow night, and hope to get as many people there as we possibly can.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great, Scott.
Thanks.
I should be able to attend, actually. It's actually near... right next to where I'm currently living at the moment, I am moving to Craig. So it's actually just right next door, actually, to where I live. So it will be pretty convenient for me.
So
hopefully I'll be able to make it. Anyway, thanks so much, Scott, for being on our program. And, good luck with everything with your show and the great work you're doing.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks, Jody.
Right, thank you, Scott. All right, bye.